Jacaranda FM. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 25. Johannesburg up to 21 degrees. And Polokwane reaching a high of 27. We start in Gauteng. The Education Department says its temporary ban on food sales at school is in support of ongoing efforts by the provincial government to curb the rising cases of foodborne deaths and illnesses. The department also confirmed a short while ago that 21 learners from the Vuyani Primary School in Sakane has been charged or rather discharged from hospital. This after they displayed symptoms of food poisoning earlier today. Here's Gauteng Education spokesperson Steve Mabona.
The Exco in Gauteng decided to go on a multi-pronged process to allow all the stakeholders, all law enforcement agencies, all those that are relevant in the food management process, those that will be going to spaza shop, checking compliance, and they will be checking all that. We felt that as a department, let's start with this process.
Northwest also reported an incident where two girls became ill after buying popcorn at a tuck shop. This was now in Leruche, outside of Zierist. A spokesperson there is Boichoko Moremi.
The two girls are reported to have eaten the popcorns on Tuesday and fell ill while at home on Wednesday. They were taken for consultation on Thursday with vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal cramps and general weakness. They are currently admitted in the hospital female ward.
Then a wrap of Gauteng's water woes. The city of Tshwane says water levels at Rand Waters, Kliprivierberg, Klipfontein, Brakfontein and Hartbeespoort reservoirs remain critically low. This follows a power failure at the Palmit booster pump station on Wednesday. City spokesperson Salbi Bokaba is urging residents who still have water to use it sparingly.
Randwater informed the city that it has now opened additional inlet valves into the Hartbeespoort reservoir to increase its level to at least 40%.
And in Johannesburg, Joburg Water confirmed earlier that water supply over the most of Midrand has also been restored. Here's the head of technical services, Mzake Mchweni.
Obviously, with a system of that size, you would still get some pockets that would still not be having water or they'll be experiencing low supply. Those we are still supplying with mobile water tankers.
News from our neighboring countries. The Lebombo border post to Mozambique in Mpumalanga has been partially reopened today. The movement of people will be prioritized, but cargo still has to wait due to damage in infrastructure on the Mozambican side. And the newly elected president of Botswana, 54-year-old Duma Boko, addressed supporters today.
We have yet again become an intriguing as well as an instructive case study of democracy at work for the world to learn from. For nearly 3 score years, our democracy remained unbroken.
Speaking about President Cyril Ramaphosa called Donald Trump a while ago. We just heard this from the presidency as well to congratulate Trump on his victory the past week. I'm Marlene Fouchier. From myself and the rest of the team, have a good evening.
The Jacaranda FM Party Night. All your favorites right here.